When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, producer Matt, real quick, just a friendly reminder from last week that this is still from the recording session that I completely fucked up, so the audio is still kind of rocky, but it will be better next week, and I apologize again.
Hey! Maybe I'm just nostalgic, or maybe it's truly magical. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When I see that castle, the feeling is truly magical. Maybe it's truly magic. Maybe I'm just nostalgic. Maybe it's truly magic.
Hey everyone, it's Andrew.
And it's Brooke.
And this is the Disney-to podcast.
Tonight, we're going to be playing a game.
Well, sort of, parts of a game.
Here's
silence!
Here's producer Matt. Explain to you all what it is while I finish this cookie.
So I mentioned this last week that I had gotten a Disney board game for Christmas called...
You didn't mention this last week.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. You said, I got something for Christmas that's Disney related that we're going to play on another episode, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
Well, that's what I was implying about. Anyway, it's called
Don't lie to the people.
It's called Pictopia, the ultimate picture trivia family game. And the key word in there is family, because most of this card game is definitely for children. But there's one aspect of the game that I thought was really cool, so I decided to bring it in here for all of us to play. And what it is these cards have pictures of four different Disney characters, and then at the bottom, it has an opinion question. So, I don't know why everyone's laughing. Each card has a picture of four different characters on it, and then at the bottom is an opinion question of, like, which one of these characters would I most like, blank, 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 blank. And then everyone's supposed to try to guess what that person's pick is for that. So we're going to turn this into, like, a weird little mini debate episode where each one of us has three cards, and we're just going to keep going around in a circle until we're done all three of these cards.
I feel like it's like the Newlywed Game.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Guess. How that person reading the question is going to answer that question.
Exactly. And then they will give us the reason.
Explain that in like 30 seconds?
Yeah, a lot easier. I'm sorry.
Pretty good, bro.
Just make sure that when you're explaining the card, and you know, obviously explain who's on the front of the card for the listeners.
No.
Okay. So who wants to start?
I bet Matt does.
I think we can have a more creative way to do this.
All right.
Oh.
Let's rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
A three-way rock,
now,
paper, scissors.
We have to shout.
This didn't go so well last time. Are we shouting on three? Is it one, two, three, shoot?
Is it rock, paper, scissors, shoot, shout?
Or is it just rock, paper, scissors, shout?
Rock, paper, scissors, shout.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shout. Ooh, this is so different.
Yeah. Right, here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, paper.
I said shout.
Paper covers rock, but
shout.
Shout blows the paper away.
All right, unless it's shout.
Rock, paper, scissors, rock. All right, Andrew starts.
Okay, you go.
Cool.
That was very confusing. I don't like that, guys.
No, you got to come up with something better in the future.
We just fight to the death next time.
Okay, guys. So here is a good one to start with. It's going to be very simple. I have four characters. Do I tell you the characters?
Yes, please.
Okay. I have Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie.
Woody.
Winnie.
And Kermit the Frog.
Okay.
Oh, God. I know who Matt's picking already.
Which one of these characters do I think eats the best ass?
That is not what's on this card.
I wish it were.
That would be a fun one.
That would be one though, for sure.
Yep, ooh, most likely.
He's always getting into tight places.
Ooh! He would eat good ass.
Yeah.
Y'all need you a bear if you want a good bummy. No, you know. Okay. Which one of these characters do I think is the shyest? Mickey Mouse, Winnie the Pooh, Woody, or Kermit the Frog? Kind of a tough one, but not.
It actually, it, like, it is and it isn't, because I can Winnie justify. I don't know,
or
though.
Kermit.
That's a, but that's the thing, like, how.
Not what you think, what I think.
I know what he thinks, but we're trying to. I'm trying to think in Andrew's head, because I think Winnie the Pooh is fairly outgoing. He's soft spoken, but I would never consider him shy. But I'm guessing, yeah, if it's Andrew, I guess Andrew would say Winnie the Pooh would be the shyest. It's certainly not Woody. We can cross Woody off the list.
I don't know. Does Woody ever talk about his personal life? He could be shy in that regard.
That is true. Okay. Well,
how are we defining shy? I'll tell you. It's kind of a toss-up for me. Originally, I was like, Winnie the Pooh. But to your point, Matt, I thought about it. I was like, but he's not really necessarily shy. He's just humble and more reserved. That doesn't make him shy.
And sweet.
Yes. And then I was thinking Mickey Mouse, while we know Mickey Mouse is bubbly, Mickey Mouse also, in some things, like, he does this little thing where he looks kind of, like, coy. Sometimes he does this, like, little coy.
Oh, yeah, he's got, like, the foot drawn in the sand thing. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah,
oh, Chili Willikers.
Thing, like, he's shy. Like, ooh, I'm coy, I'm shy. So I'm kind of thinking Mickey. I'm kind of thinking Mickey.
Yeah, you got a good Mickey. Can
you have a good Mickey.
We'll work on it.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
So it's Mickey.
Ha ha ha.
All right, so.
No, that's not Mickey. That was going Elmo.
That was close, though.
Okay, so who's next?
Popcorn Brook.
All right. Okay. My characters are Belle. Ariel. Which, first of all, why is Belle A and Ariel B? Like, Ariel A, Belle B. Like, why? Dumb. Anyway. Belle, Ariel, Merida, and Rapunzel. Question is, which one of these characters' dresses do I think I would look the best on me?
Oh, let me see.
Okay, so, Andrew, what are you thinking? Because I know what I'm thinking.
Of course you know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
So I know that the instinct is to kind of lean towards Ariel, because it's really the only character that she even remotely gives a damn about. But, as established last week, Brooke is very proud of her Scottish background. She's practically from Scotland.
Basically.
And could she could rock Merida's dress way better than Merida could. Yeah. So, I'm going to say Merida.
What are you going to say, Andrew?
Ariel.
You're both wrong!
Yeah.
You don't know anything about me. I look great in yellow. I
would. You know what?
I just assumed you'd feel dirty in it.
Yeah, I just said, because I'm like, you do look good
Listen.
In yellow, but Belle is a bitch. So I thought, no
this,
way
this...
would she be caught dead in Belle's dress, unless you killed Belle and then wore her dress.
Yeah, obviously. Like, so would be Belle's dress, because I think I look slamming in yellow. Merida's is like this weird emeraldy, but it's got like weird embroidering on it.
I thought it looked too boxy for you.
Yeah, Rapunzel's, I don't like the puffy shoulders.
No, I knew you'd hate that. We talked about this. You don't like the frill.
Yeah. Ariel's.
It's a sleeves, isn't it?
It's off shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
It's off shoulder, and then it has puffy sleeves.
Yeah, it's
and
a puffy
that's
sleeves.
Just too much. Like, if it had tighter sleeves, that'd be better. But I mean, Belle's is also off the shoulder, but it's like yellow. I feel like it would fit me nicely. When I'm tan, especially, yellow looks good on me. So that's my reasoning there.
How interesting is it that you got the one about what dress would I look best in?
Oh, Matt had it originally, and he wanted to trade this one to me. I told him he should have kept it, because I feel like that would have been more fun. But
I agree.
Anyway, on to Matthew. All
right, so my card also has Merida on it, but it has Mulan. Someone named Angelica from Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, which I think is like the fourth in that franchise.
How obscure.
And Anna from Frozen. And the question...
Anna.
Asshole.
The question is...
Asshole.
Which one of these characters would I most like to have by my side in battle?
Mulan.
Read them again.
Merida. Mulan, Angelica, or Anna?
Mulan is a badass warrior bitch. You better want Mulan there.
No, he picked Merida because of the magic. That's my guess.
No, because she doesn't even have the magic. It's Boo. Remember? Boo is the witch.
But Boo powers Merida.
Does she?
I don't know, Matt. What's your alliance with Boo? Because that's going to determine whether or not he's going to be for you.
I feel like he might want Angelica because that's the most hipster answer on there. I'm sticking with Mulan because that should be the answer.
I'm sticking with Merida.
Andrew's got it with Merida. I would go with Merida.
Because she's a ginger.
He loves his ginger.
And I bet she says toots in the bedroom.
You know what toots makes you think of?
Judy Hopps. Rabbits. I don't know why.
I don't know where the connection is there, but
toots? You know where the toots connection is, really? Looney Tunes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Guys. Toots.
All right, Andrew, what's your next one?
So Andrew's the only one with a point so far.
Yeah. You and I suck at this.
All right.
Every question I get, I just want to turn sexual.
I mean, you can always give us the sexual question that you've come up with
first.
A. Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Wait, what?
My characters.
But I'm looking at the front of your card.
That's a different card.
Oh. That's Jasmine.
Lilo and Stitch. Stitch. Remy from Ratatouille. Bianca from The Rescuers. Or Flounder from The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Which one of these characters... I'm not going to go sexual. Would I most want to teach me a skill?
What were they then?
I'd want to go Stitch because he has four hands and he could teach you something with them.
I think that would be the joke answer.
No, I think that's the legitimate answer.
I think the legitimate answer would be Remy. He wants to learn how to cook some dope-ass meals to impress people on dates.
He wants to know what he could do with four hands.
What were the other two?
Bianca from The Rescue.
Yeah, she's right out. Yeah, those two were... So it's definitely between those two in my mind.
It's Stitch.
I'm going Remy.
It is Remy.
Yes! He wants to cook! He loves food!
You learned about a real practical answer?
Well, when I thought about it sexually, Stitch was going to be my answer.
Think about what he could teach you how to optimize two hands.
But you're also only assuming. We know for a fact that Remy can teach you how to cook. We don't know what Stitch can teach you. We just assume.
He's an alien.
Oh, it's just because I learned on, like, so much French from my ancestry. I'm, like, super French. So I was like, well, I should learn some French cuisine.
All right, this is some bullshit, whatever.
So that's why I picked Remy for
Ratatouille. I don't know either of you at all. Okay.
Strangers in my house.
Here are my characters. It is Ariel.
From here, Dee looked terrified.
She does. Ariel, Bo Peep from Toy Story, Jasmine, and then Mrs. Potts.
Okay.
What's the answer?
Who would I drink tea from?
Yeah. Which one of these characters would I trust the most to give me fashion advice?
So what was it again? Okay, so we got Ariel.
Ariel, Bo Peep, Jasmine, and Mrs. Potts.
Well, I have my pick who I think would personally give the best advice.
Which one do I think would give me the best advice?
I think I know what you would pick. I'm curious what Andrew personally thinks, but we'll get, after she answers, I want to hear that.
Oh, am I answering first?
No. I mean, like, after we guess what we think you picked, I want to know what Andrew actually thought would
be the best advice.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm picking for you, Jasmine.
And that's kind of where I'm leaning to as well. And it's so I'm torn between, I think Bo Peep's right out of the picture. But I think.
I'm into that farm, rustic, chic style.
You're not.
I don't know.
Bonnet is awful. Forces that bonnet.
I think that Ariel's.
It's so 90s CGI, I hate it.
Ariel's too, like, out there. It's too hipster.
What? Have you seen Ariel's hair?
So the reason I threw Ariel out is because when she's finding all her shiny things, I'm like, you have garbage taste.
Yeah.
So I think Ariel was the best one for fashion advice.
Well, and then the one that I'm questioning is, like, Miss Potts is fucking elegant.
Miss Potts is who I personally think is giving advice, given
she worked for very wealthy people, so she knows quality and taste, and she's been around for ages, and she seems so honest and humble that she would be straight up with you.
But I'm sticking with Jasmine. I think it's Jasmine.
Jasmine, I think, would give the most stylish current advice, because I think if Jasmine were a real modern-day person, she would go to, like, fashion shows and be very fashion-forward.
I picked Jasmine.
Woo!
Because I feel like she's boho chic. And she's elegant as well. She's a fucking
princess. Bingo.
Also, her makeup is dope.
Spot on always.
Yeah. So, and she's got great hair. So that she could cover fashion, hair, beauty. She could do it all. So, Jasmine.
Do you think she uses a NYX micro brow?
Well, so she's Persian, right? But she probably doesn't even need to fill in her eyebrows. She just shapes them.
Shapes.
Shapes. Not shave. We don't want to shave. She can wax that if she had, like, the
You don't
eyebrow.
Shave it?
No, you wax it.
I have eyebrow razors, so should I not use them?
Well, I, like, don't have anything there.
I do that, like, once in a while. I do a little...
Yeah.
But I do here sometimes. If they get up too high, I get little loose hairs, so I just...
Oh, you can do that. Like, the only thing I do for my brows, like, I haven't even gotten them waxed in a long time. I just,
great.
Like, brush them out and, like, trim the top hairs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I tweeze a little bit, but not much. And then I just fill them in. Like, I don't wax them. It doesn't.
Well, they look great.
Thank you.
Matt, what's your brow practice?
They sometimes will do a quick zzz down the center if there's anything going on there, but that's about the extent of it.
Quick down
yep.
the center.
Yep. So my card has Ursula,
ooh.
Alex from the Wizards of Waverly Place,
ew.
The Evil Witch.
You should have just said Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
the Evil Witch from Snow White, and Merlin from The Sword in the Stone. And the question is, which one of these characters possesses magical powers that I would most like to have?
Okay. I know what I'm going with.
Merlin from The Sword and the Stone.
I'd say Merlin.
I'm going Merlin because Merlin said the greatest form of magic was love, and that is the most immaculate thing I've ever heard in my life.
He also jerks off of The Sword and the Stone.
Yeah, he does.
Sword
Merlin.
And Stone. Merlin.
You guys know me. So, yes, for the reason that Brooke said, because I do really love that quote. But also, Mayan's kind of practical. So, you know how, like, when you're kids, you're always like, hey, what, like, if you could have one superpower, like, what would it be? Mine was always that I wanted to turn into animals and, like, hang out with animals, and that's all fucking Merlin does during most of The Sword in the Stone, is like, I want to be a squirrel for a little bit, I want to be a fish. So I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, I just...
You want to be an animorph.
Yes. That's why I love...
His emphatic yes.
I love the animorphs.
Oh my god.
Son.
I cracked the code.
You cracked it.
Matt has... There's a Disney Pixar theory.
Yes.
And it's how to fuck Disney.
But
Disney's own. Your house. By possessing the powers of the Sword and the Stone to turn into animals
turn
so he
into
can
a
become
button,
a rabbit.
So that he can fuck your job.
In Zootopia.
So, Andrew, your card.
Didn't deny it.
He didn't. Still isn't. Let it go, which means it's yes. Oh, I got some bullshit. Okay. I have Jasmine from Aladdin, Ariel from The Little Mermaid, Cinderella from the movie Cinderella, and Pocahontas from the movie Pocahontas.
Woo!
Which one of these characters do I think would have the best pussy?
I mean, actually, that could be difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, Ariel doesn't even really have one because she's a mermaid.
Doesn't she have a kid in the second or third movie?
Yeah. She has a kid when she's like...
Explain that one, Disney. Okay. Yeah, so which one of these characters do I think would have the best pussy? Jasmine, Ariel...
Oh, I thought you were about to read the actual question.
I want this answer first.
The one that you think?
Yes.
Ariel, because she doesn't have one.
No, he just watched that show.
Recently. No, I'm fine with pussy.
So
okay.
I know which one I would say. I'm trying to think which one you would say.
I mean, I know who I think personally would probably have the best pussy of the four between Jasmine, Ariel, Cinderella, and Pocahontas.
Do you mean, like, who's the best and better? Who has the prettiest one?
Prettiest pussy.
Prettiest pussy.
Yes.
Got it.
Who has the prettiest pussy?
Jasmine, Ariel, Cinderella, or Pocahontas.
Are we doing Ariel as a mermaid or Ariel in human form?
I don't know. Who do you think has the best pussy? I'll tell you it's not Ariel. So, that one off.
I'm stuck between Cinderella and Pocahontas.
See, and I'm stuck between Cinderella and Jasmine, so let's just meet in the middle and say Cinderella. All right, well,
Pocahontas?
Then
Cinderella?
I'm going to go Cinderella.
I chose Cinderella.
Yeah.
Just because Pocahontas, I think, would be wildly bushy. And there could be some, like, sticks and things in there. Just,
oh my
like,
God.
Caught up. Runs and dives off cliffs and deletes.
That's how he's talking about your girl.
Think of Cinderella, though. No.
She's a peasant slave to her stepmother. There's probably like
yeah. How much time does she get laid? She's got a nice toy pussy. Poor Pocahontas. We know the real story. She's been.
I feel like I should cut this.
The Disney version. Did you see how smooth her legs were and how beautiful and well groomed her hair was?
Yeah, that don't mean she's got not got a cantankerous bush.
No, I bet it's lovely. I bet it's braided and everything.
Well, if it's braided, that's different. I picked Cinderella just because I thought it'd be the cleanest.
All right. So back to your the real question on this children's game card.
Which one of these characters do I think would have the best picnic?
Picnic?
Yeah, exactly why I went with pussy instead of picnic.
Definitely Cinderella, because she cooks all the time.
Jasmine, Ariel, Cinderella, or Pocahontas. Best picnic.
I feel like a picnic's more than just...
Shit, this one's tough. Hold on, give me a second.
Yeah, I think a picnic's more than just the food.
I feel like...
I'm going Pocahontas. I think Pocahontas would know
the
spot to go.
Scenery.
Yeah.
She could give you the hot spot for a picnic, but Cinderella does nothing but cook. And clean.
Do you think Cinderella's even going to be allowed to get out of the house to go to said picnic?
That's not what we're fucking talking about.
or Ariel would just be blown away by everything about the picnic, so you'd get to enjoy someone discovering shit for the first time.
You can't have a conversation with her because she has no voice. But with Jasmine, you could have a picnic on the magic carpet.
Oh my God, it's Jasmine. He's got no poker face.
It is Jasmine. Exactly. Carpet. What's better blanket to have a picnic on than have a picnic flying around on the magic carpet? You can have a picnic anywhere.
You have to have a picnic with Jasmine.
To your point, though, my first one was going to be Pocahontas because I'm like, man, she could find a really cute spot in the woods. But I was like, fuck her. Jasmine could take me anywhere.
Nice. All right, Brooke, what's your last card?
Right. Is there only 9 cards in this game?
No, there's a ton, but...
For time's sake.
I was just wondering.
Your answer key is Abu from Aladdin. He's the monkey. King Louie, another monkey. This one's from the Jungle Book. Miko, the raccoon for Pocahontas. And Mushu, the dragon from Mulan. Mm, okay. Question is, which one of these characters most reminds me of Rowdy?
I'm trying to think.
He is really cute.
Want to say Miko because of how much you love Pocahontas. Like, that's like my... But, if I'm thinking about how you feel about Rowdy... He can be kind of mischievous, so I'm wondering about Mushu, maybe.
It's a trick question that answers all of them.
Oh.
Because he can be a little bit of a troublemaker, like Abu and Mushu.
Mm-hmm.
He can be a dick, like King Louie. And he's so cute, like Miko.
So what was the real question?
That's the real question. Which one of these characters would I most want to have as a partner in a talent show? In a talent show.
Ooh, okay. I got mine.
Okay.
Yeah, Abu.
You're going Abu?
Mm-hmm.
Why Abu?
He's a fucking monkey.
So is King Louie. Well, not with
King
a hat.
King Louie's a dick, and I don't think he would cooperate well.
I think if you want to win that talent show, you got Eddie Murphy on your side as Mushu. You're going Mushu, baby.
You're both wrong. It's Miko.
Why?
Because he can braid your hair.
He's cute and he has hair. And who else has a raccoon that can braid their fucking hair? I mean, although having a talking dragon would also win you a talent show. But Miko, because you're so fucking cute. And I really like braids. So Miko, he's cute.
All right, so I'll continue the theme that we've done on these last cards of asking a wildly inappropriate version of the question.
What? Mine was totally appropriate.
So,
which of the seven dwarfs would be best suited to take me to Judy Hopps?
No.
Which one of the dwarfs would give the best head? Ooh, who would?
So here's the options that you have. The secret eighth dwarf.
So,
Doc, he has the most experience.
So,
and he probably, take his teeth out.
It would be too clinical with him.
Yeah, it would.
He's a doc.
He does wash his hands, though. But he didn't,
I feel like Grumpy has a lot of aggression to get out.
Dopey? Ooh, Grumpy.
Grumpy.
He's like a mean dick.
Yeah. Literally, because he's grumpy.
All
right, Matt.
All right, so the card that I have has the following dwarves on it. Bashful, Grumpy, Happy, and Dopey. So which one of these would be the best nickname for my penis?
Bashful. Was that one of them?
Yeah.
Bashful.
So we got Bashful, Grumpy, Dopey, and...
Happy.
Definitely Bashful.
You guys are correct.
Bashful.
Although close second was Dopey. So which one of the dwarves... Which one of the dwarves...
If anybody's interested in going on a date with a wonderful Matthew Kelly, please send us an inquiry. You may have a chance at
Bashful.
Bashful. Who may sometimes be Dopey.
Which one of these dwarves do I think I would get along with best? Bashful, Grumpy, Happy, or Dopey?
Bashful.
Happy.
What are your reasonings why?
Because Happy would be easy to get along with?
I'm starting to think Grumpy. Because you love to console with people.
No. If he sees, like, a very happy, jovial person, he's going to talk to them.
Yeah, but if he sees somebody, like, sad, he's going to talk to them.
But Grumpy isn't sad, he's angry.
Yeah, the question is, who would I get along with best?
Happy.
Keep that in mind.
Happy.
Yeah, probably Happy. Or Bashful.
Or Dopey.
Happy.
I'm going Happy.
Happy.
So it was a toss-up. Happy was in the running, but I actually think Dopey. I think Dopey would just be like... Because, like, sometimes...
You would get along with someone that doesn't speak...
Of course, then I get to do all the talking.
Oh, God, that is your perfect relationship. If you don't speak and are into bashful ding-dings, please let us know. Also, if you're a rabbit.
It's very specific.
Any deaf rabbits around?
Any mute
rabbits, sorry.
Stop reading my OkCupid profile on this the air. But no, I think that Dopey, like, he's just goofy. He's a good time.
No,
you know what I mean?
He's Dopey, not
goofy.
Goofy.
Goofy is goofy, Dopey is... But you know what I'm saying? Like, he shows the most range of types of emotions throughout that movie. Everyone else is very distinct to their, like...
He's showing you dope. Dopey.
Yeah. He took a bunch of opium.
Yeah, and he's dopey.
He's a burnout.
Yeah, I love my brother.
Oh, shut up. Brian better come in with the bag.
Yo, but Brian's edit of you on that video.
Oh, dude,
yeah,
so
he got
the pulling of the glasses off in that slow motion of Matt sitting there. Ugh.
Listen, you may have just made yourself put a target on your back for your brother, even more so.
That's all
and
right.
I hope he comes through with this one.
Yeah,
For this, because you just trash talk your brother, I encourage both Brian and anybody else in the world with Photoshop to make some great Photoshops of Matt.
My sister just started subscribing. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Julie. Please send us a meme of Matt. I bet she loved hearing you would name your kid. She's probably loving
it. The first episode she listened to was the one where you guys talked about the Judy Hopps, where the Judy Hopps thing began.
So the troll.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good. Now she knows who you really are. Alright guys, we're done playing our little fun game for now. Maybe it's something we can revisit in the future. We still have a lot more cards to go. It wasn't just 9, so...
Yeah.
It was kind of more fun than I thought it would be.
It was fun. I had a good time. I like that we switched up the questions a little bit. That was really fun. We should try to find, like, a very, like risque Disney trivia game like that.
We'll make one.
Yeah, I'm trying to track down some more Disney trivia games. If any of the listeners know good ones,
I told you about that.
I'm going to buy that still. Yeah, we're going to do that's happening.
That's going to be fun.
So fun.
So fun. Yeah, so if you have any Disney games that you know of that you want us to play that you think are really fun, please contact us. You can email us at disneyedopodcast@gmail.com. You can also do that from our website, which is disneyedopodcast.com. We have a Facebook page, Disneydos, and our Twitter and Instagram handles are at disneyedopodcast. So hit us up with your favorite games we want to play.
Yeah, please do.
And we threw this on the social media, but I don't think we threw it on an episode before. We want to do a debate episode, so if you have any cool debate topics for us, send those in as well.
Well, don't they, when they send in a debate topic, they have to assign...
Who's the for and who's against.
Yeah, the for and against.
Yes, so do that too.
Think about that as well. I would put on my debate hat. Or, make it difficult for us. Make it hard and also make it difficult.
Yes.
Okay, guys.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
Being the material, wine is the vehicle, just like milk for your cereal.
Here we go, blast into the Delta Quadrant, uncharted territory, but we're on it.
So pour me another glass of Cabernet, cause it pairs well with different parts of the galaxy. Never in my life was a crew so brave.
Never was a time that I lacked rosé.
But you learn something new each and every day.
To explore new things is a Starfleet way.
Podcast hailing from the Geekscape Nation, talking Star Trek with the wine persuasion.
So you wanna live long and prosper fine, then you better tune in to Seven of Wine.
And this is Seven of Wine, where we review an episode of Star Trek Voyager and a bottle of wine at the same time.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network. You're listening to the Geekscape Network.